I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are we doing? It's about to be a wet and wild Wednesday. It's raining a little bit. Caught some sprinklage on the way in. It's going to be one of those days, but I think we kind of need it. It feels great out there. There's a nice little cool breeze, and there's some spritzels going on. I'm going to try to think of as many words for condensation or for precipitation as I can. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can call or text, and if you call, I'm going to put you right on the air. Just don't curse, and we'll be all right. Talk about whatever you want to. I've got a topic that I want to talk about. It's kind of been in the news lately. And, you know, it kind of hits home because I've worked in the restaurant industry before. I've been a server many a times in between music gigs. You know how summer is pretty popping. You go out and you play a bunch of gigs. You see a bunch of bands. There's a bunch of music going on during the summer. But in the wintertime, these musicians got to make money. So we go to the restaurants. We go to the bars. We go anywhere where we can make some quick cash. And tipping is actually really, really great for that. You can get some really great cash tips. Take them home that night. You've got them. If you need to get guitar strings or drumsticks or musical equipment of any kind, you have cash on hand, and you can go make it. And I know servers around here, especially my friends that go to Pensacola Beach and they work as bartenders and servers there, especially when it's summer season, they make really good money, and they rely on that money. You know, their families rely on that money. And we rely on tips, right? So we've all been there. I think everybody listening right now has had experience either tipping someone or getting tipped, thinking about tipping. It's gratuity. It's thanking somebody for helping you out with your meal, for serving you, for making you feel like a king or a queen, making your family happy, bringing out little, you know, things for the kids to color on, and, you know, little special cups with the sippy lids. And I mean, you know, they go the extra mile. They get you the condiments you need. Otherwise, we would all just be standing in a line waiting to get what we need, and it would be really annoying. We wouldn't be able to concentrate on our meal, right? So it's very important. We tip them. But in the news lately, they've been talking about doing away with the tip system and going to just a straight compensation system from the restaurants. And I've thought about this in the past, and I think that would be great because then it takes the kind of the pressure off. I see it both ways because some people say, well, if you take tipping away and you just give them a salary like you would anybody else, then there's no incentive for them to sort of go the extra mile or, you know, be quick on their feet or to really care about your needs and what you're asking for at the table. Because they're going to get paid the same no matter what. And I can see that. And I've worked in restaurants where you have that certain customer come in. You know what I'm talking about. You got the baller guy that comes in. He's got all that expendable income, and he's really nice. Then you really go out of your way for that person. You think, okay, I'm going to grab their drink first. I'm going to get him set up because I know that he's going to leave a good tip, right? And then the other people that usually don't tip, you serve them, you go the extra mile for them, but not maybe as much as the guy you know that's going to leave, you know, a big fat 20-25%. So there's a way to look at this. So what is your opinion on this? 850-437-1620. Have you worked as a server? Do you work for tips? There's a lot of people, as you know, former President Trump mentioned the other day in one of his campaign rallies, there's a, you know, car people that park cars and stuff. I mean, you know, this is his life. I'm not around that much, but you know, valets and, you know, I guess out in Destin, we have valets at certain restaurants. Beauchamp's, I think, has a valet, but you know, tip those people. They make money by tips. People who do, you know, massage therapy, all kinds of different parts of our, you know, economy rely on gratuity. So this is a really important topic. One thing I read yesterday, and this is why I wanted to touch on this subject, is because they're thinking about, well, they're trying to make some legislation. They're trying to change these rules because what restaurant owners are doing now is they're not letting their wait staff and their bar staff tip out at the end of the night. So if they have credit card receipts with all of this gratuity added onto it for them, they can't cash it out right then like we're used to seeing. That's how I always did. You added up your receipts and then you've got your cash in your pocket and then, you know, you settle up and you make sure that whatever was on those receipts as gratuity was given to you in cash that night. But now restaurant owners are doing away with that. So they're actually keeping that money and then giving it to them every at the end of the week or at the end of the 2 weeks, however they're paid, and then they're taxing that and claiming that. So, you know, I do hear arguments too from friends that I was talking to last night about this. They're like, well, you know, I know a lot of servers probably don't claim exactly how much they make. Maybe they made $100 in tips and then they claim 50. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's some smudgings going on around in there. But what's a perfect system? How do we do away with this? How do we keep the server mentality, the server culture going where they want to go the extra mile and these people are working hard for us and we're going to tip them well? How do we replace that with a system where we still get the same results or maybe better results? I don't know. 850-437-1620. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. It's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. That's just, I don't know. It's just a topic that came to me and I thought, man, this is important because I've worked for tips. I know a lot of people that work for gratuity. And, you know, things are changing. Laws are changing. The minimum wage has changed in a lot of places. It's just all kind of getting a little out of whack. So what are your thoughts on this? 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. You can hear us at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM. Also on the AM dial at AM 1620. You can check us out online, newsradio923.com. And we also have an app you can download to your mobile device where you can get customized news updates and alerts with the News Radio Pensacola app. Look for that in the App Store. All right. And then we post everything as a podcast. So if you miss anything, if you didn't catch it live online, you can go back online and catch it as a podcast. Just go to podcasts and you'll see all of our shows listed out there. And just go to the one you want. It's going to be Pep Talk. That's the one you want. Go to that. Check it out. And we also put those on the app as well. So if you're driving around, you got your app open, you're listening, you can always switch over to a podcast, you can go live. It's great. So 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, app and website. We're everywhere, so you can always catch up on what you missed. What's going on in your world? Let me know, 850-437-1620. Do you think we should do away with gratuity and tipping? During COVID, it got a little out of hand, didn't it? Like, because everything changed because then we weren't eating inside the restaurants, but we were expecting people to cook the food, package the food, put it in a bag, seal it, put a sticker over it so that we can claim that nobody messed with it and put their COVID on it. You know, like they had to go an extra mile to make sure that we were safe. They had to go an extra mile to make sure that our food was hot and not all over the bag and messed up and mixed with all the other food. I mean, they went out of their way. So now, when you see your point of sale at the restaurant, there's always a tip function. You know, I go to Starbucks and I pay $8 or $9 for a cup of coffee, and then they're wanting a tip on top of that. And it's like, well, wait a minute, like, shouldn't that be included in the price of the coffee? But somebody's working hard to make that coffee just how I wanted it, with an extra shot and the, you know, the macadamia nut foam on the top, and not too much foam, but like maybe like a half inch of foam, maybe like 3/4 of an inch of foam, you know. And then don't stir it so much. I want it shaken, and then not a lot of ice, but just like medium ice. Like, I don't want the ice to melt and then water down the coffee, but I don't want so much ice to where I feel like I'm getting, you know, gypped on the coffee. So medium ice, and then about a half inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch of foam, and then maybe dust it with a little cinnamon. You see what I'm saying? there's points for every side because I'm sitting there making them work for me. So I should tip them if I think they did a great job and I'm happy for the service. But at the same time, I am paying a lot for that cup of coffee. So where, yeah. And then with the whole delivery thing, that's a whole other thing I'll get into after this break because I've delivered Grubhub and DoorDash and Uber Eats for years. It's kept me afloat and those tips really kept me alive during COVID. If people hadn't have been so generous and so caring to me as a delivery driver during COVID, I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't be living here because I would have had to move, I don't know, somewhere. I would have been living in a tent out behind the Starbucks in Tiger Point, which is apparently a pretty cool spot for tents and people living. Like, it's a little kind of commune over there sometimes. All right, 850-437-1620. I'm already getting some texts in. I will get to those after this break. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola, the Pep Talk, with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much. Here on a Wednesday, thanks for hanging out with me. I'll be right back after this. No, I won't. Yes, I will. Yes, computer, yes. Yes, play commercial for me, computer.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, spend the evening with your neighbors at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. Come for the art from local vendors, live music, food, and fun. See gallerynightpensacola.org. The Bushlight Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. Check out the action at Flounders Saturday 2 to 7 and Sunday noon to 6. See pensacolasports.org for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
And in the simplest of words, she wrote about forgiveness. And in passing, something true cried out. As the wheels began to turn, there it boomed and Lucid and.
News Radio Pensacola, it's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. You can find the Pensacola Expert Panel. I host that show. I interview fascinating people from around our community, business professionals, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, advocates. There's just people helping people in need right here in our backyard, and just really feel good stories of love and support and people doing great work in our community. And that's what you'll find on Pensacola's expert panel. You'll find local businesses that are also giving back to our community, and they've got, you know, great promotions and great ways that you can save. And, you know, it's just a fun little show. I was talking to some of my friends last night, some of my musician buddies, and it's always nice to hear that people listen, you know, but sometimes some of my Family Guy references or Idiocracy or, you know, some of my little movie references and stuff, they don't go unnoticed. So I know you're listening out there. Thank you so much. Thanks for picking up on those little, what do they call them in music videos, nuggets or Easter eggs or whatever. So thank you for picking up on those. I'm glad you can get a chuckle every once in a while. That's what we do here. Pep Talk with Jake Walker. It's time for a little chuckling. All right, let me tell you what's going on around our community. This Friday, big event, the first annual Favor House Roundup is coming up from 6 to 10 at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. Get ready for a toe-tapping, knee-slapping good time with live country music from Blackwater Country. They're going to have dancing, a walkabout food tasting, bourbon and wine pulls. They're going to have a rodeo roper and a bull. I mean, it's going to be an amazing event. This is all supporting programs and services that help local victims of domestic violence and their children escape the abuse and build a new beginning. This is going to be a great event. Get your tickets now at newsradio923.com. Grab your boots and your posse, and we're going to give domestic violence the boot. Grab your hat and your posse. Yeah, I messed that up. Anyway, I'm a professional, folks. 850-437-1620. We've already getting some texts on this tipping thing. Real quick, I want to let you know about Bands on the Beach, of course, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Set up your chairs, sink your toes in the sand, listen to one of our local acts serenading you. That's the way we beach around here. So last night was the Buffalo guys, Float Like a Buffalo. So now, coming up next time, June 25th is Vinyl Revival, if my schedule is correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm only as good as my information that I have in front of me. All right, 850-437-1620. Lots of great events going on in our community. So, gratuity, tipping. Should we do away with this? First text in this morning. People may take advantage of the automatic gratuity. Yes. Just like if Starbucks had an automatic gratuity, I would pretty much order like I order. I'm a man, when it comes to my drinks, I am very needy. I have a lot of requests. There's a lot of things. If you'll remember Frazier, when he goes in and orders his coffee and his brother orders his coffee, they're like, okay, we'll get a team of scientists to work on this and we'll get back to you. That's kind of how I am. Next text in here, they say keep the tip voluntary because a mandatory tip encourages poor service. That is one of the major arguments. If servers know that they're making the same no matter what and they can sort of just, you know, not give great service and still make the same, then what's the incentive? What's the incentive to get me that ketchup? Kim texted in, people need to tip for their services. I do the tip depends on what I'm requesting, and I tip very well. So, yep. It feels good to me to tip somebody, especially when somebody really went out of their way for me, or I can just tell they're having one of those days. I like to throw an extra 10, maybe give them 20, 30%, you know, and it may not be very much, but, you know, they may see that and go, oh, okay, well, I am doing well. People do appreciate me, and then it might brighten their day a little bit. I don't know. Maybe they're just like, I'm so glad I spit in that dude's cheese dip. How about a plumber, car mechanic? What about bus drivers? You tip Uber drivers. Don't get me wrong, I tip servers, but not servers on planes. In parentheses, stewards, they put. Yes, I believe they're called flight attendants or some other elevated phrase now, but yes, stewards and stewardesses, plumbers, car mechanics, bus drivers. Yeah, it's who decides, yes, you should get an option for gratuity, and who decides these people do not? You know, where does that, it's there's so many gray areas, and it's up to people's kindness, and it's such a weird subject. 850-437-1620. Thank you for interacting with me today. Thank you for all your calls and texts. I'm going to have Gulf Coast Air Care in the studio. I think I'm going to have Todd St. Ors, the owner, in here. He's always fun to talk to, and he's going to have some great information about our HVAC systems and our duct work in our home. You know, if we're breathing that air in all the time in our home, we want it to be healthy. We want it to feel good. And they've got a new location right there in Gulf Breeze, right behind the Taste of Thai. And Todd's a great dude. I've loved interviewing him, and it's always a great show. So stay tuned for that coming up at 9:35-ish after the Fox News break. I'm going to get to another little quick commercial break. Send me your text. Let me know what you think about tipping. Do you tip? Do you think they should do away with it and make it all just a mandatory gratuity added into the price of things? How does this work? How do we decide who is option for tipping and who doesn't have the option? Where do we draw the line? I don't know. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. 850-437-1620. Pep Talk with Jake Walker. That was Ghostbusters. I'll be right back.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
That's all we got for Pep Talk with Jake Walker for today. I think I have Gulf Coast Air Care coming in the studio. I haven't seen Todd walk in yet, so if I don't, then we'll just roll with it and we'll do another Pep Talk with Jake Walker. And I'll pick another topic and we'll get some more fun and frivolity going on here. I had a text here on the topic. As a gig worker, my income relies on tips. The little commission that we make for deliveries does not cover the expenses. I got you. I hear you on that.